Save big money and build the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining and more time enjoying your deck with UltraDeck Low Maintenance Composite Decking from Menards. It's easy to install, built to last, and you can get a free estimate fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. The HBO original series The Last of Us is back for a new season, and so is the official The Last of Us podcast. 5 years after the events of the first season, Joel and Ellie are drawn into conflict with each other and a world even more dangerous than the one they left behind. Join host Troy Baker, who voiced Joel in the video game, and showrunners Craig Mazin and Neil Druckmann as they unpack each episode after it airs. Listen to HBO's The Last of Us podcast wherever you get your podcasts and stream HBO's The Last of Us on Max.
Go loud.
Welcome to our first ever episode of Home or Drink Extra Spice.
That's so exciting!
On the first Monday of every month, instead of your usual bonus episode, Home or Drink Extra Juice, we're going to be a little bit more saucy. With the spiciest of bedroom dilemmas.
God love us.
A little bit of dirty talk, if you will. Before we get into it, a big thank you to Pennies for sponsoring this episode. Fresh up your wardrobe this spring with essential staple pieces from Pennies.
Pennies have everything that you need to make sure you're staying on trend, from cozy knits to cute baby tees, as well as the perfect pair of jeans and stylish workout clothes, including their super soft hero matching sets. I can't get out of them.
So good.
And the yoga pants. I just don't, the t-shirts just fit so lovely.
And the homeware at the moment, have you seen that?
I need to go.
Oh my God, I got loads of spring stuff.
Did you?
Spring Pinterest vibes.
Adorable.
Yeah, really, really nice. They've changed the game. If the change in weather is making you feel like it's time for a wardrobe update, Pennies have got you covered. So we asked for bedroom dilemmas and we got them in hordes. Is that the word?
Is it?
We got loads.
A plethora. Of them. They are all anonymous as well, just in case anybody is like, oh Jesus, I want to send something in, but are you going to see?
Scared.
We never ever see, unless you want to tell us who you are, but we never know who you are. So don't be worrying. Everything is anonymous. So it can be from one end of the scale to the other. Send it on in.
We get it put into our run order, just like a little block. No names.
Nope.
We never even see the email come in.
Nothing.
So this is the first dilemma. So I have a dilemma with my boyfriend of 2 years. He's the sweetest boy and we've never had any issues in the bedroom until I recently decided to come off the pill. I hated that I was messing with my hormones for the last 6 years and was scared it was contributing to my ongoing mental health problems. I came off it 2 months ago, so we've been using condoms ever since. My boyfriend was so fine with all this until we actually started using the condoms. Now I can tell he's dreading it when I say, go get the condoms, and has expressed that he thinks it feels better without them. This is making me not want to have sex now because I can tell he hates using the condoms. Am I in the wrong for telling him to suck it up? Or do I just go back on the pill and ignore the whole problem?
Is it actually a case of is it different for a fella? We obviously don't have a willies. I don't know.
Apparently it does feel different.
Does it?
But I'm sorry, like, women should not have to be the ones that are always dealing with side effects of things. If all that man has to deal with is it feeling slightly, maybe not as... I don't know what the difference it is.
Yeah.
I think they, like, people do prefer without.
Okay.
So if they have to like it 10% less for my hormones not to be crazy and me not to be going insane.
True.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, there's no such thing. Is there a men? I think there is a male pill.
A men pill?
Yeah. But like the side effects and the bad things that happen with the pill, like, a lot of the time, like, we end up going, some people go crazy.
Have you ever seen the leaflet that comes out of the packet of your pill?
Yeah.
And I see TikToks of it sometimes and it's like, if he ever gives out about you being on the pill or whatever, like, you take out this leaflet. This thing is...
It's literally...
like a Bible.
It's huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
So,
it's mad. I just don't like the thought of, like... It's so nice that we all have options that we can do things. And a lot of my friends are on the pill and are absolutely fine. But then you hear of some cases when things happen and things are wrong or, like, certain symptoms that you get that are really bad or, like, health issues. But, like, I just think he has to deal with it. Like, that's just how it is. I'm not on any... I also am doing this life. So, you know, I don't want hormones in me right now. I don't want that. Like, I came off the pill when I got my, I haven't done that long.
You got your boobs done?
Boobs done, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. So I'm off the pill 4 years.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, because I came off the pill because I was paro getting surgery. That there's a higher chance of getting a blood clot. And I heard that sometimes the pill
can contribute.
One of the very rare, rare, rare things is you can get blood clots. So I just came off of it, get my boobs done, and never went back on.
Did you know?
Went back on it for like a few days. And then I was like, fuck this. I'm going crazy. But yeah, I just think. I think the manager just have to put up with that.
Yeah.
They like it less.
It's one little thing. Like, it's not a huge factor. Whereas imagine the impact of it if you do have to go back on the pill then.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want to have to put that into your body, you shouldn't have
to. No, you end up resenting him then.
Yeah.
That's when I was trying to go back and I was like, oh no, what am I doing? Like, no. I just didn't want.
I don't know what I'm like off it.
I know. Well, that's the thing.
That's terrible. I've been on my pill since I'm probably 15.
I was like that 16. As well, and then I was like, I need a break.
Like, I've been putting that into my body for like 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Surely that can't be good for me, is it?
I think you're meant to have breaks, but we aren't medical experts, guys.
I think maybe when I was like 18 or 19, maybe I tried the patch. The bar, I always said, get fucked, I'm not. Because I always see girls and they're like, look, feel it. I'm like, no, that makes me sick.
I know.
The bar, absolutely, it's not for me. The coil, no, couldn't be dealing with that now.
Yeah.
The patch, I went on that and I'll never forget it. It was a black sticker that I put on my arse. Like, I just put it on my bum cheek. Like, but I was working, yeah, I must have been about 20 then. I was working in England at the time and obviously we just wore black all the time. Or was it a white sticker? I think it might have been white. I don't know. But we obviously just wore black all the time. But like, the edges of the sticker were peeling and like, just
getting all fluffy.
Black fluff on it and all. And you showered with it on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't take off every day.
Maybe I did it fucking wrong. I don't know.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah, you change it once a week or something. But it was also sore taking it off too. I was like, no, get me off this. So then I put back on the pill and I haven't been off it since.
I think it's so down to the person. Like, I'm not shitting on the pill by any means. If people are on it, they love it. Like, that's like, it's everyone's different choice. But personally for me, I prefer myself not on it in this point in time. And that point in time when I was...
Imagine I came off it and I was just so like...
I know. Well,
imagine I came off it and I was crazier off it.
Well, I think I was crazy on it.
Do you?
But like, again, depends on the person. So then I was also young, so I'm like, was I just crazier? But like,
yeah.
I don't know. But I'm
was that actually just me?
Yeah. I'm just a bit more level now, I think, personally.
Frontal lobe and all that, girl.
Frontal lobe, yeah. Forming and all. Yeah.
I think tell him, suck it up. Sorry.
Oh, no, you have to. Like, sorry, man. You have to deal with it.
It is what it is.
You're still getting laid. Mm.
The HBO original series The Last of Us is back for a new season, and so is the official The Last of Us podcast. 5 years after the events of the first season, Joel and Ellie are drawn into conflict with each other and a world even more dangerous than the one they left behind. Join host Troy Baker, who voiced Joel in the video game, and showrunners Craig Mazin and Neil Druckmann as they unpack each episode after it airs. Listen to HBO's The Last of Us podcast wherever you get your podcasts and stream HBO's The Last of Us on Max.
Save big money and build the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining and more time enjoying your deck with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install, built to last, and you can get a free estimate fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Catch the spring and bloom event at Whole Foods Market with savings for Easter, casual gatherings, and more. Save on no antibiotics ever meat, best of season spring produce, brunch favorites, sweets, and more through April 22nd.
The next one then we have is... I'm not confident with my body in the slightest, like really badly hate on my body. I've been doing what I can to get it down and into the shape I want it to be, but nothing changes. Anyways, I'm with my soulmate for about 5 years now and he adores me and my body. He gives me loads of compliments, but I really find it hard to believe that someone would love this body. So not in 5 years has he seen me naked in the light of day. I constantly have to have the room as dark as possible to be able to be confident and enjoy it. I know men are visual creatures and I really, really want to love my body as much as he does and allow both of us to have a light on, but I just don't know how to do this and be comfortable. Have you any advice at all to help me?
Aww.
That makes me sad.
Same.
I remember my first date with Graham, I wouldn't take my jacket off.
What? Why?
He still slags me about it. Well, not slags me, but he still says to me, because I had a blazer and a jumpsuit on. Yeah. Oh no, it was like our first like sleepover-y kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
And I had a blazer and a jumpsuit on.
You wore a blazer to a sleepover?
Well, I was in it was in a hotel.
Oh.
Yeah.
You went to his house and a blazer.
He was up to his gaff. No, yeah, and I remember sitting on the bed or something, and or because I put the blazer on me the other day, and he was like, is that the blazer that you wouldn't take off? And I was like, yeah. But I remember that, yeah. And him just sitting there being like, are you stupid?
Boiling.
Probably, are you boiling, but are you stupid? He was like, I think I was nervous about my arms. I was like, I don't want to take it off. And now I'm like, show me. You love it all. I think you just really, you need to believe that, you need to believe in what he's saying.
Yeah.
As hard as it is to believe it in yourself, sometimes hearing it from another person, the first thing you do jump to is like, they're clearly lying.
Yeah.
No way you can like this. Yeah. If I don't like this, you clearly don't like it. But they're being honest.
He's being honest. Like, and as well, men, like you said, they're visual creatures, but people, someone said before, they wrote in, they were like, I feel like the person's looking at my belly when we're having sex.
Girl,
like that's the last thing when someone's being into each other, they're not looking for your flaws, they're not looking at them. They're like having a good time.
You're looking at you're looking at things that are going to turn you on. Let's be real. Like,
yeah,
no man is going to look at a part of
or
you
or try
that,
find
yeah that you don't really like and be like, ew.
Yeah, they're not never. And they're not going to try pick you apart or find flaws in that moment. Like, and he's telling you he loves you how you are. Like, but I feel like no matter how much someone else can tell you, you have to believe that yourself. Mm. So I think you do to do like that self work about loving it as well.
Yeah,
and just find like why. Why don't you? What is it? Like, even, probably even if you did get out in shape, you probably would still find them things. Like,
yeah.
A lot of it is always inside, not outside.
No.
Because you look back at pictures of yourself when you're young and you talk. Oh. But that's what I mean. That's, you're still the same inside and you still feel the same. So I think that's some self-work that you have to do on yourself as well.
Sit down with yourself and just tell yourself, even, your body is your shell. And it,
like even
from day to day.
Therapy, like, that's something that people talk about in therapy, is like not feeling good in themselves. Like, that's something you can go for. It doesn't always have to be the end of the world or like feeling really anxious or depressed. Like, sometimes it's just
something,
because that's not a small thing. That's a big deal.
Mm.
You are yourself. You deliver yourself every day. If you don't feel comfortable in it, that's an issue, really.
Yeah.
That you can definitely bring up. But never think that's like too small to talk about, because I think that Aoife O'Farrell, being in that time, she was like, she used to think it was normal to not like yourself. She's like, you can actually love yourself and that be normal.
You can, yeah.
Which I think a lot of women don't. And I think it's something that we can definitely work on. And
it's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is sad.
No, I think you need to believe them and try and do all the inner work in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And just imagine it when it does get to the stage that you are confident enough to to be naked in front of him. And like, if anything, the only thing it's going to do is level both of yous up.
Yeah.
It's only going to, not help, not that you need help, but it's only going to improve your relationship even more. And like,
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love you. Next one is, my dilemma is, I'm with my boyfriend nearly 9 years now.
Wow.
And we have a young daughter together. I haven't been on birth control in years, but I don't mind the old condom. But I find myself too embarrassed to buy them in the shop, so I'm having to buy them online. Am I the only one who feels like this when trying to buy a condom? Sometimes it's inconvenient to get online because of the waiting times and shipping costs, etc. I'm not one to get embarrassed easy, but this just sends me. Any advice to help a shy girl get a grip on buying these kinds of things?
I'd be like that. I'd be mortified.
I don't do it.
Do you know?
No, I don't do it. I can't. I actually, I'm the same. I can do it. So I think, sorry, that's the man's job. Sorry to be sexist here, but I have to be.
I wonder, do a lot of girls carry condoms?
Oh yeah, actually.
I don't know. Like, you never see them in a girl's bathroom, right? Do you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure they're in boys' bathrooms, public bathrooms.
A man's it's his choice, it's his
job
to do that. That's his tool, that's his,
it's his bit,
weapon of choice. And he needs
his
weapon of choice. Yeah, and he needs to carry that armor.
I wouldn't even know what I'd
and
be
buy the armor.
Around.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have a notion.
Yeah, I just think, sorry, that's for the
man. No, that's a boy's job.
Yeah. Also, but there's probably women listening to this that are like, oh my God, I wouldn't care about that at all. Like, and at the end of the day, no one cares if you're buying them. No one's judging you. No one's thinking about it. It's just you in your own head. But I actually can't get past that in my own head.
I think I just overanalyze it and I overthink everything, that I'm like, okay, so if I buy these condoms today, like, and then I have to go back into the pharmacy in a week to get something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That lady behind the counter is judging the fuck out of me that I bought those condoms.
No, should they see it all?
They do, actually.
All. And I think that's not saying, like, don't be safe, because you should. Because if I really had to and no one else was supplying them, I would. I'd rather be really embarrassed and be safe than not.
True.
But if there's a choice, I'm not getting them. He may purchase.
I like that one
so much. Yeah, sorry. But if you really want to do it, I think just go in, get the grocery shop, put them underneath.
Oh shit, yeah, you can do stand and all now, can't you?
Yeah, seeing them at the stand of it. Yeah.
But I wonder, are they locked away? One of them thing we have to, like in America, you have to ring the bell and they have to come.
Oh no, no, no. Oh, no. I don't think so. Most shops.
Oh yeah.
That's the
just
worst.
Just put them in with all the rest of your groceries.
Can't even get a shampoo in America without pressing the bell.
Joke.
I think people just rob all the time, but yeah, hopefully, sorry if that was no help, but yeah. We're just honest.
Man's job.
Yeah.
The last one we have then is, I'm with a new fella for a month now, but to be honest, he's lacking a little in the bedroom. It's not his skills, shall I say, but his effort.
Oh.
When he's into it, it's great, but sometimes it's all about him and he doesn't seem to care about my experience. I find it hard to bring it up to him in the moment and I don't want to have to ask him to care about me. I just want him to care. Should I just take matters into my own hands, literally, when he does this? It seems like too intense of a chat for so early in the relationship to sit him down and talk about it. I don't think it's ever early enough.
No.
No. So what then? You have to sit in it and like let it go on for a few months and then be like, right, well, for the last 6 months I've been feeling this way. And he'd be like, well, why didn't you tell me that 6 months ago?
I know. Yeah. And it will just keep grating on you and actually turn into an even bigger deal in your head.
Yes.
I think a lot of men are like this.
Do you?
Selfish in the bedroom. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of men. It's a very common theme that like...
It's the man's...
Or like you've ever... Like hear people who've never...
Had an orgasm.
Yeah. That.
I was like, so dirty saying these words.
How to say that? Like, let's take away the shame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, some people have never. And I'm like, that just goes to show. How can a man like... Not notice that you've never...
Yeah, true. Like,
do you know what I mean?
It's 50-50. You're both there to experience it and enjoy it and like...
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Experiences where I'm like... Great, like, thanks for that.
Thanks for fucking nothing.
Thanks for a whole heap of nothing. That's just how, like, I think everyone has, if you think back to your, like, experience in life, there's definitely times where you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that was nothing about that was about me.
Yeah, yeah, that was, he just wanted to get his rocks off and that was it.
Yeah, yeah. But I think you need to speak to him about it and let him know, because sometimes it could be, it's not him actually trying to be
selfish.
Yeah, or like, yeah.
Maybe that's just like the way, I don't know, he usually goes about it. Like, he's only together a month.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the, like...
Some men don't know the ins and outs of, like, a woman's anatomy and how things, better things feel for different people. And, like, you have to learn someone anyway, I think, someone new, like, when you're with someone new in a relationship like this, like, what they like and don't like. So I think having even that chat, not being like, you don't make an effort, like, blah, blah, blah. Like,
shit in the sack.
Yeah. Maybe just being like, oh, I prefer this, or could we try this? Or, like... Talking about it that way and seeing if it changes anything.
Yeah, instead of coming at it like, you're terrible at this.
Yeah, or like, I'm not having a good time.
Yeah.
That might make him feel like...
He might be a bit...
Yeah, because I don't think, again, I don't think it's in a malicious way. Not that it would ever be malicious, but I don't think he's meaning it in like, on purpose way, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So, I think, tell him what you would like, or should we do this before this, or like, this before, like, you know,
yeah.
Just...
That's how you guys are both getting.
I'm howling. I just know what she said. Should I take matters into my own hands? And in fact, it's literally.
She's literally going to take it into her own.
No, we shouldn't. Well, I think you shouldn't have to do that.
No, I think it can definitely be a chat, no matter how early on it is. Like,
yeah.
What, it's
doesn't
only
need to be intense.
No. And it's only going to benefit both of you then if that is a chat. And,
yeah.
Like,
it's great. Like, to have a good.
He could be thinking one way about it, thinking like, oh, maybe she doesn't want me to do that, like, so I won't.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
So it's probably just a misunderstanding, hopefully, from both sides, I think.
Both sides, yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think it's bad to have a conversation about it.
100%. As ever, get in touch with your dilemmas, holdmydrink@goloudnow.com, and just put extra spice in the subject and we'll be back with more the first Monday in May. In the meantime, you can enjoy our usual bonus episode next week and our main episode out on Wednesday. Also, keep an eye out on our socials this week for a really exciting announcement.
Woohoo!
Giving summer.
Yay! A big, massive thank you to Pennies for sponsoring this episode. You can freshen up your wardrobe with all their essential pieces available in your nearest Pennies or Primark store now.
Bye!
Bye!
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.